Palm Sunday. I'll tell you, was it last year or the year before? It must have been the year before. And Joyce and I were out for dinner, and we're having this conversation about Palm Sunday, and she said, I've got this really great idea. Let's bring a live donkey. And of course, when I get that sort of doubtful, cautious, not so sure look on my face, she'll say, you know, other clergy have done it, and it was really successful. And she'll say, and I've already booked it. And she did the hard work. She and one of her close friends, Kathy, went and got the donkey, made sure it was here, placed it in my office on the carpet, which took an entire year to clean after the donkey had visited. And it marched in here. Do you remember this event? And the kids were waving branches, and they're excited, and they all made their way over. And we explained what that is and why it's there. And they kind of put up with that for a little while, and they were singing and waving. But what you didn't see is what happened in the hallway before the service. And the teachers are coaching the children, and it goes a little like this. Maybe you had a parent like this. It went a little, now listen, you. Now listen. When you get in there, you behave. And I looked at all the children, and you could see it in their eyes. And you saw them dance, wave the branches. They were so excited, so excited. And today is a little different. This afternoon at 3 o'clock, or about 3:30, I guess we're going live broadcast. We have a special production for children in the community, and that's going out on live stream. And at least a dozen people have worked really hard to make sure that that's going to happen. And so we're proud of that particular production, that we're able to reach into the children's homes and bring the joy and laughter and hope of Palm Sunday. Now, I use that form of introduction because it's important for you to understand what's happening today for Palm Sunday. Many of you communicate very well. But the question is, do you connect? John Maxwell has said, we all communicate well, but do we connect? And let me give you a couple of examples. Let's say that you're having a conversation with your spouse, and they've been talking to you for quite some time, and you're still looking at them, and you're still nodding, but you stopped listening a while ago. And then all of a sudden, they ask you this question. Are you listening? Now, I know that's never happened to any one of you. And you say, of course I was listening. And they say, tell me what I just said. At which point you try and look for a door. Because you didn't necessarily hear it all. Jesus wanted everyone to hear what he was saying. And so he created a moment. But you might say he had a lighthearted spirit like children. So these were the rules. When a major military leader succeeded, he rode into the city on a white stallion. It was majestic. There was music. There was the waving of branches and the placing of cloaks in honor of victory. There had been a conqueror. And so on the white stallion, with all of the flair, the military leader would arrive. And it would be clear that success had occurred. So Jesus is sitting there a couple days before. Turns to his disciples and says, now look, go get me a donkey. Not any donkey, but a donkey that has never been ridden, an image of innocence and purity that would infer eligibility for sacrifice. Go get me a donkey, and when you get there, and you untie the colt, some people will gather around you, and they'll say, what are you doing? You know, that was back in the age when people saw somebody stealing something. They said, hey, what are you doing? Now they say, did you lose your keys? What are you doing? He said, and then you tell them the master has need of it, and he'll return it when he's done with it. And they'll step back and let you go. He not only prepared the parade in incredible detail, he created it with a sense of humor. In contrast to all the military leaders, he created a scene that was humble, graceful, that would not only communicate, but connect. The donkey would have been so small that his feet would have dragged along the edge of the ground as he rode along. He knew that he walked himself in to be the sacrifice for the universe. But the people were in the middle of celebrating a potential kingship, a successful politician. The leadership race was over. The political convention had ended. In their eyes, this was a done deal. And yet he understood this was the very beginning. As you hear the scriptures of this coming Holy Week, may you open your ears and your mind to all the possibilities of what it might be saying. Holy Week has many components. Some have said it's all about the music. And they'd be right, in part. It's about the scripture, it's about the music, it's about the liturgy, it's about the richness of the experience and the depth of the journey between here and Easter. There was a time in the church that the great Triduum was incredibly important. Those incredible days of an experience between Monday, Thursday, and Sunday were essential to understand the fullness of the experience. But for you in your busy lives, might I suggest this? Stop, look, and listen. Open your heart and your mind to what God may be saying to you during this Holy Week. You'll all remember President Ronald Reagan. He was known as the great communicator. He used to appear before hostile audiences, and he would tell a joke as he began on purpose to sort of unsettle them a little bit. It would be his way of relating a twist in the event so that they may be open to it. One of his favorite jokes, which is one of the worst I have ever heard, which bears repeating this morning, is the story about the guy who had chickens, and he decided that he would breed three-legged chickens. And finally, somebody driving by the farm saw a three-legged chicken running across the road and stopped in and said to the farmer, "What is it with the three-legged chickens?" And the farmer from the deep south said the following, without an accent, "I've been breeding three-legged chickens because Ma likes the legs. I like the legs, and my son likes the legs, so we all needed a leg, so we breeded the three-legged chickens." And the guy says, "Well, three-legged chickens, how do they taste?" He said, "I don't know, we've never caught one." I told you it was bad. But when I told you it was a joke, you listened. You see, Jesus used a sense of humor, a sense of comedy, a sense of theater, might even say street theater, in order to present the Palm Sunday event so that the contrast between the military experience of the parade and his humility was so bold that it inspired the people and irritated the leadership. For isn't it possible that Christ came to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable? And isn't it possible that we all communicate, but only when we open our hearts and minds do we really connect? Amen.